It's Friday. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a look at your sports. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. Yesterday, pro day for former Aggie quarterback Ryan Tannehill. 22 NFL teams were represented, a total of 60 pro personnel here for the workout, including Seattle head coach Pete Carroll and Miami's new coach Joe Philbin, whose new offensive coordinator Mike Sherman does know a little something about Tannehill. Also, Cleveland offensive coordinator Brad Childress and quarterbacks coach Mark Whipple. Pat Dye is Tannehill's agent, and yesterday he visited with KZNE's Chip Howard.
Yeah, he had a great day. I mean, we started with the 40, and he ran on most people's watches in the high 4.5s, and I think there were 4.57s to 4.61, which obviously for, you know, a quarterback is blazing it, much less one that's 6'4", you know, 225. And so that was exciting. And then we went through his workout. He threw 68 balls, and only three of them hit the ground. And I would say that all three of those were catchable balls. Two of them definitely should have been caught. But his receivers did a great job. He was throwing the heck out of the ball. And really, I think, opened some eyes. And at the same time, I think a lot of people expected him to do it just based on the, you know, what they've seen on tape.
He was led through passing drills by former Heisman Trophy winner Chris Wienke. He also included 8 to 10 passes to stationary targets, about 50 routes to various receivers, including former teammates Cyrus Gray and Jeff Fuller. And his passing drills ended with 8 to 10 throws in the red zone. Both ESPN and the NFL Network were there to cover it. All members of Kevin Sumlin's coaching staff also watched, as well as many Aggie current players and former players like quarterback Gerard Johnson. Tannehill has been projected as a possible first-round pick and maybe the third quarterback to be drafted behind Stanford's Andrew Luck and Baylor's Robert Griffin III.
You know, I just try to take the approaches. You know, it's just another workout. You know, I've been doing this, getting ready for this for a month. You know, I've put in the work, put in the preparation, and today is just like a game day. You know, you get to go out and show that you've prepared and just go have fun.
Now, Dye does think that Tannehill will be a first-rounder and will play.
Anyone would love to have the luxury of drafting him and letting him watch for a year, mm-hmm. and let him grow and experience the NFL without being, you know, completely in the fire, so to speak. And unfortunately, I think where he's going to go in this draft, he may not get that opportunity. Mm. I think right now, if you look at it, I think that, you know, Cleveland with the 4th pick and Miami with the 8th pick. If there were no draft day trades, I think those are the two most likely landing points for him, you know, in the top 10 picks. I really don't see any way he gets past, you know, the Dolphins, you know, particularly with Coach Sherman being right there and him knowing their offense and the familiarity they have with him and, obviously, you know, their quarterback, their needs at the position.
Yeah. NFL draft starts on April the 26th. Back to Big 12 play for the Aggie baseball team as they host Missouri in a 3-game series that starts tonight at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. Missouri comes in 15-9, 2-1 in the Big 12. It will be a reunion for Missouri coach Tim Jamison, who coached Aggie pitcher Michael Wacha and slugger Tyler Naquin this last summer on the USA College national team. Both players will be starting in tonight's opener. Right-handed batting Texas A&M predominantly against strong left-handing staff on the mound for Missouri. Here's Rob Childress.
Yeah, we're only playing two straight-up left-handers every day in Tyler and Jacob as well, and those two guys, we're not going to, you know, make any moves with them. Those are our guys, and, you know, so we are a right-handed dominant hitting team with the only switch hitter being in the 8-hole and Blake. So, you know, we're not going to have to make any changes, and we're not going to match up with them. We're going to go our best against theirs. You know, with Missouri, they're going to present a different challenge to us than we've seen this year, and that we're going to face two very good starting left-handed pitchers and their closers left-handed. So, for the most part, we've done a great job. If you look at our split stats against left-handed pitching, and, you know, but we're going to face three high-quality left-handers, you know, this weekend, two starters and one closer, and we're going to have to do a really good job against those guys.
Also this weekend in the Big 12, Texas Tech at Kansas, Kansas State at Oklahoma, Oklahoma State at Baylor, Texas hosts Cal in non-conference. We'll carry all the Aggie games on 1620. Aggie softball team takes a 3-1 Big 12 record to Stillwater for 3 games with Oklahoma State this weekend. Baylor head women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey has been diagnosed with Bell's palsy. Mulkey said that in Des Moines last week for the NCAA regional, she noticed that her tongue felt strange And yesterday, noticed that she smiled and only the left side of her mouth turned up. Also, her right eye was drooping. Bell's palsy is a form of facial paralysis resulting from a dysfunction of the facial nerve that results in the inability to control facial muscles on the affected side. The condition usually has a rapid onset of partial or complete paralysis that often occurs overnight. The condition normally cures itself over time with no residual effects, but I know it can last for several months. Bader will meet Stanford Sunday in the NCAA National Semifinals. The rain yesterday moved some high school baseball games back on the calendar. In baseball, Bryan will host Belton tomorrow at 5:30, and Consol will bring in Harker Heights tomorrow at 2. Rudder baseball plays Hendrickson today at 7, and softball plays Elgin at home today at 6. Also today, Bryan softball hosts Belton, and Consol softball is at Temple. College Station High School has a boys basketball coach, J.D. Sullivan from Olney, whose team was 34-3 last year and went to the state 2A semifinals. He reportedly was a candidate for the A&M Consolidated basketball job 2 years ago, but turned that down. Sullivan has been coaching for 18 years. Busy time at the Mitchell Tennis Courts today at 6 o'clock. The Aggie women will host Kansas State, and the Aggie men will host Oklahoma State. In A&M Consolidated, the Tigers will host a tournament this weekend. Exciting times for new A&M football coach Kevin Sumlin and his staff as they get to pull on the whistle for the first time tomorrow with the start of spring drills. There's 15 sessions, and other than the two scrimmages and the maroon-white game, they're all closed to the public. And that's your look at sports. Thank you all for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.